y'all. Put the broad on the wall, then I hit y'all. Feeling kinda lonely, I'm feeling honey. Put the piece in the middle like Monet. Big stick plumber chick in a hummer chick. Beat the what like a brrrr drummer chick. See that pretty cat, look at that. I love a little hoodie rat, that's a fact. He's a big fine hit girl, quitty girl. I'm the brother, brother, the hitty girl.
I know that you're my warrior king.
Tease.
This is Farrah Hyman Freeman. Question, do you know your FIN number? That's your financial independence number. Today on the Empower Hour, we're talking to financial associate Myron Weeks about money, debt, and how to navigate a recession right here on the Empower Hour.
I think this is me.
Welcome to the Empower Hour. We bring empower to the people because the people have the power. This squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. I'm Queen Kaya, joined by Farrah Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens listening.
Ah, blessed, melanated, rising, my people. I am so grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors just for being present with us. And for creating this opportunity for us to be able to all get on this morning. And I just ask that today's show, let it be very educational for our listeners. Let it be very entertaining. And most importantly, let it be empowering. I'm sending out the spirit of love, light, unity, strength, and wealth. Hotep, amen, ashe.
Ashe.
Oh, yeah, baby. We having church today.
Don't call it a comeback.
Yo. We've been here
for years.
Guys, I was just talking about our time off in July.
Oh, okay. No, I thought it was time to start rapping. I was hyped. So good. Thank you.
Me too.
We're hyped.
To the bunch.
So we're back. We've been off for the month and a bit. All right. We have to just get our lives together. That's what's happening.
And no, but everyone needs vacation. Though.
Thank you. Julia.
Everyone needs vacation. We were running hot and we just took a little TLC moment.
Oh, guys, but we're back and everything's going to be bigger and better. I'm super, super duper excited. So let's do, as you guys know, our round table. I was going to say your week, but you're going to have to pretend it's a week. Tell me how your month was, but in the span of like how you were a week.
Are you trying to tell me to keep it short?
Keep it short. That's what I'm saying.
But you know what? I already came with the mindset for that.
That's what I appreciate you.
I took the time to really just take it easy.
I like that.
I really don't have that much of an update per se. But I will say, not that I spent my whole time watching TV because I really didn't.
Mm. That's not what your TV said, but go ahead.
You don't know my life.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, but I came across this show that I super binge watched though. Mm-hmm. Like super binge watch. Like I'm talking like in 3 days, two seasons. Like while I'm working, while I'm doing other things, it's just playing in the background. And it's called Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, and okay. So Ted Lasso. It's a UK show on from Apple TV, mm-hmm. and like I'm plugging it because everyone should watch Ted Lasso because Ted's inspiring.
Okay.
Like, as much as he gets so much flack that goes in his way and stuff, like, his response to everything is just like, hey, positivity, no worries about that. Oh, optimism.
Really?
And like,
Ted Lasso.
Yeah, Ted Lasso, you gotta watch it. And especially me coming off of the road where I just wanted to just run everybody off the road because I live in Griffintown now, the land of construction.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me tell you, those 2 weeks of construction week when they're off,
mm-hmm.
I never heard birds so loud in my life.
Really? Eh?
I was just like, this is blissful.
Okay.
And then they're going to be back tomorrow on Monday morning, first thing, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Back at it again. But like people in that area lose their minds when it comes down to driving.
Oh.
Because roads are blocked. And people are just like, oh, this is one way. Not for me. And like, I feel like I need to call upon the spirit of Ted Lasso.
Mm.
And,
okay.
You know, tell myself, it's going to be okay. Hey, you're not in a rush. There's a reason. This is happening. Maybe God's like, you know, not putting you in an accident or something like that. And just the spirit of what would Ted Lasso do is now my thing.
Is on Netflix too?
No, as I said, Apple TV and Netflix are two separate.
Can I get on Disney Plus though?
So Apple TV.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm just going through
different.
I know. I'm trying to double check.
Netflix and Disney Plus.
There's no relationship.
No relationship.
Exclusively on Disney.
It's an Apple TV.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Not on Disney. Apple TV. Got it. Yeah. I'm going to keep saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apple TV. Okay. Is that it for you?
First of all, don't rush me. But
no,
yes.
I just wanted to know if you wanted to spend a lot of time with this Ted Lasso thing, so I assumed that was it.
Kaya, how is your time off?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm gonna tell you something. You sitting the closest to him, but I'm gonna tell you something.
I'm gonna kick him underneath the table.
I'm gonna whip my kids when I get some.
No,
that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. Spare the rod, spoil the child. I tell everybody this.
But the rod wasn't spared.
No, that's why I tell people some example. I tell people, look.
No, but then that's why you want to do the opposite. Because the rest you get this.
You get this. You're welcome. No, I'm setting an example for everybody. Go ahead.
Lord. Mm. So first things first, I just want to just tune into what and chime in on what Gina said. Gina said she just moved into Griffintown. I just want to tell you that Griffintown is imaginary. It's Little Burgundy. And welcome. Welcome to my hood. Thank I love you.
Yeah, you moved into Little Burgundy. Thank you for saying it.
Gentrified the lines. You are a Little Burgundy girl.
There's a historical, like, Griffintown's not that big. But Griffintown is actually where the Irish settlers came to Montreal to work on the railroad. So they do it. It's a little square, but that's why they have all their churches and stuff like that were all there. So Griffintown is a real place.
No, nice try. No.
I lied to myself.
Yeah, I know. Beer lies to my tail. I'm not even Jamaican, but
It's all stolen. That's why they had to go back and try it. But they still owe Burgundy reparations. And that spot right there is literally Indian grounds. And Indians are buried under those tracks.
Yeah.
It's all bloodland.
Yeah.
So you tell me this now after I just bought?
Kaya only comes to facts.
Well, at least I'm not by the railroad though.
No, but you know. Our garden is built on it.
Just know. When you say Griffintown, you're actually saying Little Burgundy. That's all.
Hey,
we want.
I'm Midwest living right now.
That's right. Come on, girl. That's what I said.
I've been trying.
This is what it where it's at. So yeah, welcome. I'm here I just want to tell you welcome, sister, because listen, you're gonna look good in here.
I appreciate you.
So for myself, I'm gonna make it quick for me.
No, take your time, Kaya. Take your time.
Hey. Go ahead. There's no rush.
God has truly been blessing me in real life. So you guys know that before we took our break that I was without car and I was tripping. I was going through all these things. And Gina and Farrell, you guys made sure that I got to the show so that I can be present and stuff. So this week, I didn't want to tell y'all till I got here, but I got a new car.
Woo-wee!
I got me a new baby. And a couple other things have just happened, and I just feel so grateful. So I also started another little business. I'm doing a test run with it right now. So I'm super inspired about that, a little clothing and shoe business. Nice. Just like fashion items type thing, right? And I just feel like in this time, I've been checking myself so much about my thought process and how I'm doing things and what I'm doing, because I want to be super conscious that I never want to have the same mindset that I did when I was having a hard time. Because at those times, sometimes I felt like it wasn't ever going to get better.
Right.
So in the times when it feels like things have slowed down a little bit, I always want to keep my mindset positive, because now I'm just like, oh my gosh, thank you, God. Like so many things, so many great things are happening at once. Mm-hmm. So with that, because of the pandemic, we know that gas is really high. So I just want y'all to know that from now on, I'm going to be a private dancer, because gas is expensive.
Good.
And somebody got to pay this gas on this new car. I'm just going to tell y'all in the car note, because this is different from my other car. I didn't buy this one cash because I needed something to fix my credit.
Okay.
And so this car got a note on it. So I just want y'all to know that Queen Kaya is now private dancing because gas is expensive.
Good. I'm endorsing that.
But I'm so happy, and I know that things are going to be fine. Mm-hmm. But I'm stoked. And even though I got more bills than I've had before, but I also believe that to whom much is given, much is required.
Talk about it.
And even though I've retired from the church and I'm more spiritual, there's a lot of those things that are said there that are kind of like mile markers for me and that help me understand. So I do believe that the Bible is a moral guideline. I don't believe that it is what they say it is, but that moral guideline is something that I'm thinking about right now. And I'm like, you know what, Kaya, to whom much is given, much is required. And it's going to require you to get your ass up and do some more stuff and get into it.
I like it.
So I've been working on me. And this week I'm about to bring the heat, because I got some stuff to talk about with y'all.
Okay.
So, That was my my little break in a nutshell.
Dope.
I don't know why when your segment comes, Kai, I want to sing like "Somebody Come Get Us."
Yeah,
she dancing like a shit.
Yeah.
Copyrights. Farrah, how was your time off?
It's funny when I hear Kai, I want to hear church in the background. I want to hear hymns. I want to hear. I don't know. When Kai speaks, I feel there's a spiritual experience going on.
Because she says she's gonna be a private dancer. I don't know how you.
I know. Don't ask me the correlation.
I'm gonna bring the correlation back around during my segment, actually, because I got it for y'all. Don't worry.
I knew Kai. Right. Kai has all the answers. So look, I was off, but I wasn't really off. But I did relax a little bit. What did I do? I should have prepared. Look, so I was off for a month. I had a couple of religious experiences, or spiritual experiences, I should say. Mm-hmm. Not religious, spiritual experiences, where I got an opportunity just to reconnect with myself a lot. But I just want to say that, thanks to the grace of God, that I had a lot of events, a lot of different things that happened throughout the time. Can I just highlight on the most recent event that I just went through?
Absolutely.
I want to give a shout out, first of all, to everybody who supports the cultural community. Let's just start there. All right.
Yeah.
I did go to Toronto. I'm going to just highlight some of the big ones. I went to Toronto for Caravana.
Mm-hmm.
Turned up. It was great.
Let's say,
had a time of my life.
I seen them pelting with.
Yo, I was pelting it like it was like,
yes.
You know what I mean? Only for a day and a half. I could only party. I partied Friday night for Juve. I went to what your name? Voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little voicey. Okay. And it was a weird little experience, just to share a little bit, give you guys a little insight on that. It was kind of strange because it was like voicing's very like, you know, melodic kind of mm-hmm. tunes. But then it was like a jab party at the same time.
Ooh.
And jab is like paint and powder.
Yeah, that's
the
same
vibe. Yeah, there's a lot of contrast there. A lot of contrast mm-hmm. because, and you feel it in the air when the energy of the music change. But we got there prepared. I came ready to get dirty just in case. It was that kind of party.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you go there just in case you want to get, you know, whatever. It's Juve. Mm-hmm. So whatever. Now the vibe was nice. You're hearing voicey, and then all of a sudden the lights would change, and then like the different energy would increase, and then paint and powder mm-hmm. and water would just start hitting the air.
Mm-hmm.
Exceptional. Great mm-hmm. stuff.
Beautiful. I love it.
I had a time of my life. It's after I was super drunk and lost the car. It was awesome. I was walking around trying to find a car for at least 15 minutes. Great. That's
15?
You was just hitting the doot-doot and just listening for it?
I was wazzled. They left me to go to the car. I didn't realize the parking lot was like a circle, so I'm walking around. I'm trying to find. I'm like, yo, everything was familiar this way, but I don't remember this. Anyways, shout out to my cousin Kiki. Her and I were walking around for about 15 minutes trying to find a car, but all to see, that was awesome. I'm not even mad at that.
That sounds like big fun.
I went there for that, right?
What?
So that was a Friday, turned up, way up. Then Saturday, we're on the road. Big shout out to Toronto Revelers? Renegades?
Revelers.
Toronto Revelers.
Revelers.
Big shout out to Toronto Revelers. Yo, guys, I don't know if you've seen me, but I made the Raptors commercial. I'm on the Raptors commercial. You guys didn't see me working my waist? You guys didn't see that?
I seen you walking up.
Yeah, I'm on the Raptors commercial. Anyways, the whole point.
What? I don't know. I'm sorry. Elaborate.
What?
What are you talking about? You're on the Raptors commercial.
The Raptors has a commercial mm-hmm. like for Caravana.
Yeah.
And I'm in it.
I'm going to need to see this
commercial. I'm going to show you guys during the break. What are you talking about? I was walking my waist.
I need to see this live.
Anyway, so just to say, so let me not dive too far in this story. Let me bring it back down to
point. No, but he rushed us though, right?
No, I'm just checking. I'm going to condense it. It's coming to a point right now. So my point is, so it was awesome. Great, great cultural experience, right? In Toronto. And I'm seeing a lot of Montrealers. Right? I'm seeing we're there. Like, people are traveling from here to there to be a part of this. Now, we're back here in Montreal. We have Camp Fête. Camp Fête, to me, was the closest thing to a cultural, you know, Caribbean cultural experience. You got DJ, Dr. J, who came down for the weekend for it, and a bunch of different soca artists and whatever the case. I was expecting more of a, like, it was, the vibe was right. The vibe, Shai and I, we went the Friday night, and that's the thing. We were only planning on going the Friday night, right? Mm-hmm. And just a big shout out to the whole team again, Empire. What's the name of their team again? Empire something. Big shout out to the whole team. Empire something, but they know who I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You guys know what I'm talking about. Big
y'all
shout
was on fire.
You know what I mean? We have Addy and we have DJ Judgment. We're the two, you know, in the front handling the matches. They put together an exceptional event. Now, they came with a concept where we wore headphones at night. Dope.
Oh, yes.
Dope, right?
I've been to a headphone party. Those are
guys.
You can party till whenever you want.
Yes.
You look crazy from the outside looking
you
in.
You look mad.
God
okay?
forgive me. God forgive me because I saw the video and I was like, everybody was like, because you know you have sing the song, so everybody was like,
it's strange to see. And let me bring you to another level, because there's three DJs playing at the same time.
Yes.
And you could switch headphones, you could switch
to your DJ, yeah. Red, blue, whatever.
Or green.
Right. So
and then you
everybody's
go
singing different
too.
Stuff. So this girl is singing Boom Bye Bye, and this
exactly.
girl's over here singing like Jollof. I'm like, what's going on?
Any kind of thing going on. So, it was a dope experience. It was the first time for me. So that was the Friday night. I had a great time. Shy and I had a great time. We're like, look, you know what? But the numbers were low. But we're like, you know what? Maybe because it's a Friday. Because, yo, this is hype. Like, and they've been promoting this since last year. I swear everybody knew Catfoot was coming up.
I had no idea. I'm sorry. But I'm not good on the socials.
You see,
so
it could be
that.
It could be. Maybe they didn't promote it as much as I thought they did. But the point is, I was very disappointed in terms of the numbers on the Saturday. The vibe was there. The numbers wasn't. And I'm like, why? Why can't we support our cultural community here?
Because they are not. You know what? I think that mm-hmm. our Montreal promoters and DJs have forgot that art.
Mm.
One, the people who are hype in the city that make the party,
yeah.
you're supposed to give them tickets.
Facts, yes.
You're supposed to give them bottles, a couple tickets for them and their friends, because yes. y'all are the ones who bring the hype.
Mm.
And we say to them, okay, so we're going to give y'all a bunch of tickets. Do you mind that for the next month and a half, prior to the event that you guys advertise every day?
Ooh,
if you advertise every day, then I got a package of tickets for y'all the day of. Mm-hmm. I got y'all thing at the door. Just
nope.
Wow. But they forgot about those
yes,
things. And this
true.
Is a lot of big reason why I don't go a lot of places anymore.
Because
mm-hmm. it's guaranteed when I go there, I'm going to shut down the dance floor.
Facts.
I'm going to make people get up and dance
yep.
and all that stuff. And they ain't calling me and saying, here, Kaya, here your package deal.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right.
All right. I
y'all
see
go
y'all.
Ahead.
I see you. Have your party.
Y'all go ahead.
With your three people in it. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
That's
because when
fact.
I come in the door with 20 people.
That's a fact.
And I'm very disappointed because I love silent parties.
You see?
They're live.
It's just the marketing wasn't there. I guess the PR wasn't there.
Day parties and silent parties. Let me know. Guys,
it was a day
guys.
Silent. It was everything.
I
mean, it was
love
a pool. Anyway, so all to say, so shout out to those in the city who did come out. There was a couple of mishaps. I won't go into the huge details, but again, thanks to the grace of God and to God's mercies, I am here still.
Amen.
Okay. I'm still here and I'm grateful for it. That's all I'm going to say, because you know what I mean? It was just, there's things happen, right? There's certain things happen at events. You can't plan everything, but they handle it well,
yeah.
right? And you guys know how we get down here. Unless I'm prepared to complete shit on a person, I'm not going to do it at all, right? And so these are my people. They worked really hard. They put together an amazing event, and I just want to leave it at that.
Well, I heard the story, and I'm just going to say that it made the party sound so much more hype. I'm not mad. Because if we don't got nothing to talk about in the morning while our voices are still raspy, like, yo, you seen that shit that happened last night?
Yo, that's...
We almost died! We got to do that again!
Yeah.
Kai, that was dope!
Kai's not even lying, because I literally said that this morning.
Come
I was
on,
like,
man.
Yo. Well,
we
except
had
for to do that part again,
because
I was wild scared, but I have to say, I did get up like, yo, did that really happen?
It's kind of like paintball shooting, man.
Facts,
it's all right.
Right.
Everybody's all right.
You get a little sting, but you keep it moving. But anyway,
yeah.
So guys, so today, we thought long and hard about this, because this is technically our first show back. And we wanted to make sure that the show was a powerful show. We Kaya, you alluded to it earlier. You are getting into dancing because it's the cost of living is high. I've been putting out applications as well. I'm trying to dance too.
Okay,
right?
So you know what?
Well, that's why you were pelting waste.
Why I was pelting waste.
I was gonna have to. I was gonna ask Shy
mm-hmm.
if you was allowed,
mm-hmm.
but we having a party and we need male entertainers.
Talk so about it.
It's a nice grip in it.
Where do I apply?
I seen them pelt waste for jump up, for
yo.
Walk up, for caribana,
yo.
And I'm telling you, the man got go.
Thank you.
He and his wife might could be an act.
Okay.
I just saying.
That's a double feature.
That's all I said. He and his wife could be an act.
That's not a BOGO. That's not a get one, buy one.
Yo.
You gotta pay them both.
Talk about it. So,
listen, Elma don't do stuff for free. You gotta give Elma a little money. Elma
right?
do a little dance.
Do a little dance, but you gotta pay for it. So that's where we're at. So we know that we're going into a recession, although they're not talking about it. They're not saying it. But we all know it. We feel it. We see it with the gas prices, the cost of our food, guys, it's about to get real in the field. We all know this, like, and that's just what it is. So us here at the Empower Hour, we said, how do we be proactive? How do we get ahead of the curve? How do we educate and empower our people?
Okay.
How else but bringing somebody who talks finance, somebody who knows money?
I love that.
So now first, before I introduce, I like, you guys know how I like to tease our listeners that are like, ooh, what do you guys know about money? Just before we dive in and we bring in our guests, what do you guys know about money, about recession, about foolproof businesses, about how to survive this recession that they're not talking about?
Oh, survival is a whole other thing, but what I know about money is that I have a budget spread that has like 4 different tabs for how I need to run my money as it runs. What I also do is I check into my bank account every day, every other day maybe at most, but every day I go and check it in.
Just to look at it, be like, what's going on in here?
Well, one, you want to make sure that your money's still there.
Right. Good point.
Two, you want to see what your investments are doing. It depends which investments too, because you have to have your short term, medium term, long term investments and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've been checking,
talk about it.
What's been hurting my heart?
Okay, yes.
Because I'm on variable mortgages right now.
Okay.
Okay. And everybody, calm down.
Okay.
Just the communal ooh was a bit much.
I'm just disappointed.
Because
drama.
even with that being said, don't get me wrong. Although I'm on a variable, I'm still below what people are on fixed.
Okay.
So I will say that. Mm-hmm. However, and comma, they went up. So I think they did a third hike on interest rate this year, and there's another potential one in September, by the way. So look out for that. But for the first time, I'm gonna say history, because I think the last time it happened, it was, you know, I don't know, 15,000, I don't know, whatever it was, but we went up a whole percentage.
Okay.
And I don't think people understand what that effect is, because normally a high hike is maybe what, 0.3 to 0.5. Okay. So to go up a whole percent,
like
a whole full percent,
yeah,
changes what you owe.
Okay.
And changes what you pay, and changes how long you're going to have to pay it.
Wow.
And then when you're on variable, what happens is that although your mortgage payment doesn't change, what goes to your principal changes.
Okay.
So when you thought you were putting more money on your principal, now they're saying, don't worry, still give me this $399.99, but we're going to take $299 of it. And you're going to put 100 on the principal, as opposed to before it might have been something different.
Right.
So that can change the term of how long it takes you to pay your mortgage. So that's what I've been looking at very closely. Now, on one end, one is investment property. So because that's doing what it's doing, it doesn't really matter per se.
Yes.
But you still have to really monitor that closely. So that's Gina in finance world today.
Damn, Gina. Well, yo, not bad. Mm-hmm. Way better than me. I'm impressed. Mm-hmm. Kaya, where you at?
I know how to spend money.
Good.
I know how to do that.
Good.
I know how to do that real good. Mm-hmm. But I know how to make money too.
Better.
I'm an earner in real life, but I have a problem with spending. So what I'm learning now is how to save, where to put my money. So, and I'm most of the stuff that I do, I'm self-taught on everything. Mm-hmm. So I'm literally watching videos online, trying to see, I'm looking into, you know, how to fix my credit, stuff like that. Like, going and talking to the people who are owe money to, and pretty much showing them like if it's outdated from 7 years, or having them cancel certain stuff or different stuff like that. So nice. I'm looking into different things. So I have to learn how to do this, because I realize that when the money start getting low, I start getting nervous.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I start getting itching, and then at those times I start feeling like it's gonna bring my old habits back to surface. So I feel like I gotta maneuver differently. So investments are something that I'm very much into, and I'll be looking into like e-commerce and stuff like that, because I understand that that's very important when you're talking about money. Right. That's money, and they might be right now even better than real money, obviously, because they said real money is not real.
Yeah.
Like, paper money is not real.
Correct.
So that's what I've been looking into lately, and that's what I've learned. You know, a couple months ago when we started doing the finance portions on the show, I was listening to the people. I'm like, oh no, I've been doing this all wrong. I gotta figure this out. So that's what I know now, and I can't wait to learn more.
Guys, so and you guys know my knowledge is super basic. I look at what's happening, I try to be ahead of the curve. So right now I'm looking at diversifying revenue streams, making sure you have more than one. Two or three is important.
Believe the saying is you need 6 or 7 different revenue streams to become a millionaire.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I'm working on 8 or 9. So good. I'm trying to get there. That's Amen. What I'm trying. I'm trying to sell everything.
Me too.
My daughter has a slime company. I'm going to plug that. She, you know, phenomenal slime. Trying to get that going. You know, trying to start a little bit of everything.
Oh, I love that.
it's actually just funny. I said it was a joke, but I'm dead serious. So it's yeah, absolutely right.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm looking to doing is maybe selling food and water. To me, it seems like looking ahead of the game, people are going to need food and water. I think I'm going to need to start selling some of those things. But now, the reason I know about diversifying income, the reason I'm so interested about on this topic of finance, and more importantly, guys, I've had too many conversations with people in the community who know nothing about money. So for those reasons,
because we're not taught at the educational level, and normally the ones who do know are taught from their parents, and our parents were not, you know, unfortunately a lot of parents in our community were not privy to that information.
Well said. That's exactly what it is. So we have Myron Weeks with us today. Now, Myron Weeks has he's a longtime friend of mine. So now, and you guys already know how we get down. Before we deep dive about the business, and actually, if I look at the time, I think we'll take a quick break before we dive in with Myron. But once we get back from our break, Myron's going to come in, introduce himself, who he is, what he does, a little bit about his background. And guys, it's time to be educated. It's time to be educated about our finance. You guys are welcome. I'm saying you're welcome in advance, because the information that you guys are getting today is going to change your life. So with that, let's just take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be back with the one and only Myron Weeks.
Mixing it down. It's DJ K-Quick.
Let's get ready to party. Yo, DJ is on the stage in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Check it. I make $1 million, hating my game, saying my name. They call me the E-Wrong Things, knowing I'm fly without wings. But some of y'all have to pull strings. In this era, I maintain the freak upon the beat. Master bass lines of Raphael Sadiq, lyrical mastermind and genius. So don't snooze, no missions impossible. Ask Tom Cruise. I keep a joint lit when I have to spit a rough paragraph. Laugh when I'm busting your ass. Who want it? Come and see me like 112. And I rock that bell with Fox and L. E-Dub, yeah. Mr. Excitement, right? The poltergeist of rap, so come to the light. Yes, the recipient of this award comes to moi, the best qualified superstar. My squad stays on point like that. It's the joint.
Yeah, my squad stay on point like that.
It's the joint. New York, I'm in your area.
DC, I'm in your area.
I'm in your area.
EPMD, just a world premiere. It's the joint, stay on point. Plus I'm feeling it. Niggas killing shit, trying to duplicate the manuscripts. That's impossible. Pray like the gospel. Overcoming setbacks, jumping over obstacles. Like Evel Knievel, on point like a needle. EPMD's like the Beatles. Back with another sequel to hip hop. Check 1, 2 and you don't stop. Rap with mainstream R&B and pop. Now the world's shocked. D doubles back with Mike Doc. Like it or not, we about to turn it up another notch. Mock speed, put it down for my seeds. War breed, acres with the D's.
My squad stays on point like
like a piece of sizzling, your fingers out my stomach with the
mixing it down.
Here's what I mean.
It's DJ K-Quick.
Change the size of your ass. Hold up. Let's make this official. Everybody, let's agree that MCs need a tissue. The folks my only issue. I bet your mama miss you, and I bet the Mac take off like an MX missile. No more of you whining on the charts climbing as I make the phone kicking out more harder than a diamond. And if you didn't know who's rhyming, I guess I'm gonna say Craig Mack with perfect timing. You won't be around next year. My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your head. Here comes a brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Mack's brand new flavor in your ear. Craig Mack, 1,000 degrees. You'll be on your knees and you'll be burning dragon leaves. Brother Freeze, man's undisputed and deep-rooted. Folks smoking leaves your brains booted. Bad MC with stamina like Rooster, the other winner. Tasting MCs for dinner.
You're crazy like that glue. That think that you can outdo my 1-2. That's sick like the flu. Shake them down, boy. I flip, boy, all the time. Because, boy, the rhyme you're kicking ain't worth a dime. Seems like there's no competition in this rap world expedition. You come around and knock you out position. Knock them out. No flame could ever dig a grave. Both the Mac, the power pack, and black make it see men crap. Mac's a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear.
Happy birthday, West Haven.
West Haven Elmhurst Community Recreation Association will be celebrating 50 years of serving the local NDG area.
Come and join us for our 50th anniversary at Coffee Park on August 20th.
Bring kids and the whole family. Games, music, food, and fun. Animated activities plus basketball tournament on our new court.
Prizes to be won. Live DJs and performers. Special edition t-shirts for sale. And refreshments will be available for purchase.
Also learn about West Haven's programming, including after-school, teen drop-in, basketball, DJ and studio recording, dance, skills, yoga, and more. Call 514-872-6134 for more info.
Please come and join us.
West Haven's 50th anniversary in the park.
Saturday, August 20th from 1 to 8 p.m. Coffee Street between Elmhurst and West Broadway.
Happy birthday, West Haven!
Follow West Haven on Instagram and Facebook for more information.
Parlay with the people. And we're back, guys. So this is the segment that we are calling Parlay with the People.
I love it.
And as you guys know, basically, we like to educate the community. We bring on different type of guests, artists, business owners, entrepreneurs, people who are just doing it in the community. And like I said, we are blessed to have the one. I feel like his name should be Doctor, just because of what he knows when it comes to finance.
He's the Minister of Finance. Yes, that's what we're calling him right now. Today you will be Minister of Finance.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yes, educate your people.
Kaya comes with it properly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. The one and only Myron Weeks is in the studio. Can I get a round of applause for Myron, please? Yes. Hopefully by the time you guys hear this, we would have put in real claps in there. This is what it is. Brother Myron,
what
thank
happens
you
if we put real claps in there and you just say that?
Yo, don't worry about it. Gina, where are you going to... Come on, in the middle of the intro?
Parley with the Pierre Myron.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello. I'm blessed to be here, man. This is fun. I'm seeing you guys get together like this, and it's just nice. I can't lie. It's nice.
Awesome. So we're glad to have you on the show. So like I had alluded a little bit before we went on a little break. So Myron, before we get into the business, can you please introduce yourself to the people... those who might not know who you are and just, you know.
Oh, man. I feel like Fresh Prince right now. Okay. On a playground is where it's been. Okay. But without the slap. I grew up in Little Burgundy, actually. Mm-hmm. 811 apartment 3, St. Martin Street.
Okay. Hey.
Never forget it.
Okay.
But a little bit about myself. Ellis is 7. Raised by primarily my grandmother. Mm-hmm. For the most part, I was just someone who always loved to be around people. Mm-hmm. So my background, educational speaking, would be more towards working with at-risk youth back in the day and getting involved in servicing them and getting them back on track.
Okay.
Right? So a lot of counseling, a lot of leadership, mentorship, and things like that on that level. So I do a lot of work with the MSB as well.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
English Martial School Board. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Nice. So wait, as a teacher or as like special needs? Or...
kind of a jack of all trades. Nice. I mean, whatever was needed, it was out of hand, they would call me and you know, I'd pretty much do my best to get things on track again. So yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's your back. And now I'm blessed because I've known you for some time. So I know when we connected, there was Leave Out Violence.
Yes.
I think that's, I like to mention that just it does speak to your character. You mentioned it before in terms of what you do, but for those who might not know that organization, if you want,
honor and privilege to talk about that organization specifically, because I actually prayed about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you pray, God is going to answer it literally.
Amen. We here. This is church.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I was praying for love at the time, in a sense of, I don't know what it meant or what it was about or how to even, I guess, understand it.
Mm.
But little did I know that, you know, you pray for something, he's going to answer you. So I ended up working in this organization literally called Love.
Okay.
Right? And it's crazy.
All right.
And I guess as a young man in your early 20s, you want to call yourself a man, but you're really just a young boy working out to become a man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was really identifying who I am as a character, who I am as a person, through my characteristics, of course, and understanding my background, being the eldest of 7, being a caregiver by nature, you know, and everything on that level. I wanted to do something that was still, you know, fulfilling of that nature. So I ended up working in this organization, and it was really like the time of my life to develop myself as a man, right? Because that's where I understood like what it meant to be, you know, a role model, what it meant to be a leader, what it meant to be a servant to others at the same time, as well as to be able to be, you know, learn. So that organization molded me, and that's where we met, actually. Yep, I remember when you walked through the door. And, you know, I can't remember who came with you, but the gentleman that brought you in was like, oh, look out for this guy, man. This guy's going to do some big things, you know? So I was like, okay. I don't know who this guy is, but yeah, I'll keep my eye on him, you know? And little did I know, he was dead on. Like, Faro, honestly, brother, I tell you and I tell you again, but really and truly, the OFC, what you created and what you have other people involved in was such a need, especially me coming from Little Burgundy, me being in that gentrification box, me not understanding what's outside of that box. Like I said, Fresh Prince, I literally was that kid who was on the verge of getting in trouble, and then got to leave Westmount Park at grade three because I was just not focused and had to go to another school and cross a bridge, which I didn't even know we had water in Montreal at that time. I was like, what's this? What a bridge, right? Go to the South Shore, and that's where I then lived with my father and mother-in-law, well, stepmother, I guess you could say, and kids of stepbrother, but I don't call that, just this family, right?
Yep.
So that's where I met your beautiful wife, bro, going to camp and stuff, and from that, it was just history. So needless to say, that's a little bit about me, but I've been around the way, man. I've touched on many things.
See, so now, and so we could segue because so you're involved in community. You're involved in now. We're at a point where there's a need. There's a need because, I like just for lack of a better term, our community is going broke. We're going broke as a people. We seem to unfortunately be at the bottom of the totem pole most of the time.
We're pretty rich.
Pre-rich? Okay. I like that term.
Pre-rich.
Pre-rich.
Yeah, so we're at that stage before rich. I don't want the negative connotation.
I like that.
Pre-rich.
There's just so much pre-rich going on. There's just so much pre-rich. Like, yeah, you know, like that.
I like that. That's nice.
There's an abundance of pre-richness.
There's so much pre-rich that now Byron's here to help us get just cross that.
No, but I like what you said. Yeah. Pre-rich. Broke doesn't mean broken. You know, it simply means something needs to be mended, fixed, or altered. That's all it means. So it's the mentality of what people think. You want to talk about finances? Well, let's just talk about how you think first, right? You said it. You have to think in abundance. That is so true. Even when you think of lack, you have to think of, well, what are you lacking? Because you have to have something, right? So it starts there with how you're just your thinking. And I love that you said that.
So speaking of that, because when I look at it, and then of course we're gonna deep dive into what you do and how you do it, but I think in our community, one of the major problems that we have is that we live above our means. And is that my perception? Because there's certain situations where I understand you have people who like three jobs and this, that, and a third, or what have you. But when I look at it, we are highly susceptible to trying to go and fake it till you make it. So fake it till you make it, and you live above your means. And my question is how are we breaking that, right?
Yes. See, that's something you want to break. Again, it's the mindset. So when you think about what you eat and when you're cooking, you always know the ingredients you're putting in, right? So that the flavor tastes good.
Right.
It's the same thing with your finances. If you don't know what you're doing with your money and where you're putting it and what interest and what return or what securities are involved, then the flavor ain't going to taste so good at the end of the month, right? So we just have to monitor everything. And literally what people should do, which is a habit I tend to do, is at the end of every month, I want to make sure everything's paid off.
Right.
End of every month. It's kind of like taking inventory on yourself, right? So that's a habit that I think people need to start to cultivate, because just like when your fridge runs empty, you know you gotta go buy some groceries.
Right.
So at the end of the day, if you're not looking about what's in your fridge financially, then you're running into the next month with sour milk and rotten cheese and many other things, right? We gotta
this is church.
The Bible does talk about finances a number of times, let me tell you, right?
About it.
So and that, that's it.
And I jumped the gun. Sorry, guys. I went right into a question, but...
I know. I was like, okay, so we're not going to talk about just how we got rid of the business. All right, go ahead, Gina. Go ahead. No, you're excited.
My absolute bad. Why don't you tell people exactly where you're... what your credentials are and why you know so much of this great information.
Listen, I'm not gonna say how I got this MBA, that, this, the other. I'm gonna tell you straight, I got more street knowledge than actual book knowledge. I told you, 811 apartment 3, St. Martin Street, Burgundy. So when I learned what I learned, it was due to the fact of what I saw and observed and what I witnessed with my own eyes. When I see people getting shot, stabbed, when I see people, you know, running from cops, when that's what I saw with my own eyes in Little Burgundy, right? So I didn't understand what it means to be wealthy. I didn't understand what it means to mean to have money. I was like, oh yeah, 21, everybody's retired, right? Yeah, you don't live past 21. That's what everybody was singing back in the day. So to me, it was very, very new information later on in my life, to be honest with you, right? So like I said, most of my understanding and learning really did come from caregiving and working with others, and what Devanie did, special care counseling, like that is basically the just or the crux of my education. But I believe it was you that said it, right? Self-taught. Who said it? Someone said self-taught education, right? Yeah. When it came to finance. Okay, there you go. Yeah. So to me, I was on the hunt for knowledge, and nobody was teaching this in the schools. I'm a witness because I was actually working in the schools. So I can tell you straight, firsthand, nobody was teaching anything about finance. And I'm not talking about back in the day, grade 9 economics, right? Anybody remember those days?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thought it was just me. Right? I was like, maybe I'm dating myself. Anyway, but no, really, economics back then was literally just a touch on how to, you know, survive.
Yeah.
Another word we got to change. We got to change that survive mentality into thrive mentality. Because if you aim for the moon and the stars and you fall in a cloud, I'd rather you do that than aim for the cloud and end up on, you know, the corner.
Exactly. Facts.
Right? Yep. So we got to change our mentality. But I wanted more. So what I ended up doing was, again, I prayed for it. Right? And I know this may sound churchy, but the truth of the matter is we have every answer that we are looking for. We just haven't asked the right questions yet.
I like that. Yep.
So if you're going to want something, first of all, you got to make sure the question you're asking is perfectly aligned with what you're seeking. So when I was asking these questions, I was like, number one, I'm broke. I'm not broken. Okay, how do I fix this? Man, I got to learn about money. Wait, I got to make money? Or do I have to earn money? I don't even know what money is. So I prayed about, okay, God, please help me understand what money is. So I was like, wait, there has to be a place, a school or something that just teaches about money, right? Obviously, how are we just working for something and not understanding the something we're working for?
Right.
It makes no sense, right? So then, little did I know that a friend of mine that I literally went to elementary school with ended up going his way and I went mine, but found his way into finance. And through the power of Facebook, right? I probably just opened my account at that time too. I couldn't even tell you. But I wasn't really big on the social media, but he had seen that I just recently got married and things were happening and developing. But it may look good on Facebook, let me tell you. But it wasn't really good in my bank account, right? So he had hit me up and said, hey, Myron, I saw that you're doing things. Hey, I would like to have you come over to my office. So I said, sure, no problem. Went over to his office, and, I thought he was going to try to pitch me something like, you know, I don't want to call out company names because I'm trying to give them any street cred right now. But I was just like, if it's this,
right.
So I was like, if it's this, or this, yo, we could just handshake and say we met, and that's about it. But then he asked me a serious question, and that question to this day still rings in my spirit. He said, listen, Myron, I know you're married, and I know you just recently bought a home and stuff, but let me ask you a question. If something happens to you, who's going to pay the mortgage? And who's going to take care of your wife? And who's going to take care of your kids? How are things going to happen? And I was just like, dude, we just like met after how many years, and you trying to fight me on my consciousness right now? Like, I didn't like that tone. And, you know, I didn't like to feel like I wasn't ready for life. But it was true. I wasn't ready. Right? I felt like I wasn't ready. Like, it felt like that. It literally like, whoa, what's going on? So then I was like, I don't know, man. Like, I guess my wife got to get another job or something. I don't know. Like, that's the answer I could only think of. And he went back in his nice leather couch, folded his arms, and looked at me and says, are you okay with that? And it was like a deep, deep silence at that moment. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'm not okay with, if something happens to me, all the burden is left to my wife. So therefore, he said, well, in that case, your kids didn't just lose a father. They lost a mother, too. Mm-hmm. Because if she has to pick up a second job,
she's a daddy.
Who's raising the kids?
Oof. Right. Mm.
And then it brought me back, guess where? To Little Burgundy.
Right, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Because that is exactly the situation. Mm-hmm. Mother, father, or they're working multiple jobs and nobody's raising the kids. Mm-hmm. So the kids end up by default staying out late at night and raising themselves, getting to this, getting to that. Fact. And then it was like God was saying, hey, I just brought you out of this. Now you've seen it firsthand. What are you going to do about it?
That's right.
It was a question that literally reigned in my brain. And I was like, I got to figure out how he did it. Mm-hmm. So I asked my boy the next day, you know, he actually came over to my house and he sat down with my wife and myself and he was like, I'm just going to show you some concept. But to be honest with you, we spent 2 hours just ragging on me about, you know, stuff I did in high school. he was just like, oh, Myron did this, that. And my wife's like, oh, really? Oh, yeah. Da, da, da. Mm-hmm. And then for 2 hours, I was like, hey, buddy, did you come over to talk about some finance?
Right.
Like,
came over here to get us 80 bullets for a gun.
I'm like, yo, drink your coffee cake and show me some stuff, man. Right?
Right. Or get out.
Right? No, seriously. So, but it was cool, though. It was cool.
No,
so it was like,
you know
oh,
what?
Yeah.
He came with a blessing. So you got to eat it.
He did. I ate it hard too. I was just like quiet. But but at the end of the day, you know what? It took 30 minutes and I never seen my wife so attentive in my life when it comes to money, because again, money makes people funny, right? They get a little like uneasy, uncertain, and it's literally because it's not a language that is spoken often, especially in our culture and community. Okay. So when you have somebody speaking to you about things that you're supposed to know about and you're looking at them like, you know, and you don't even know what they're saying, you feel dumb.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing to feel dumb. It should be letting you know that, hey, you need to strengthen yourself in this area. So it was crazy because my wife at that time was watching him and understanding what he was saying because he was making the language simplified.
Right, yeah.
Right? So when he left, and she's like, we took some services and whatnot. Trust me, because she was like, yeah, we need this. I want that all dressed right there. You know what I mean? Right? So when he left, she looked at me and she's like, I don't get you. I'm like, what'd I do? Didn't I do good? I brought somebody who understands money. Like, well, what happened? Mm-hmm. She goes, I don't understand you. You tried this. You tried that. You do this. You're such a good teacher. Why aren't you doing this business? What do you mean? Why aren't you doing what he's doing? He ain't better than you. Yo, when your wife verbally slaps you upside your head,
right? Yep.
I mean, two things. One is like, hey, she thinks I'm better than that guy, and then that makes you feel good. The other thing was, yo, for real, like I gotta do something. Mm-hmm. Next day, I called up my boy and I say, hey, man, listen, I hope you don't mind me asking, but I really don't know, you know, if this is okay for me to ask. And I simply said, hey, do you mind if I ask you how much you made with what I did yesterday, whatever? And he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't make much. I'm like, well, I mean, come on. You came over to my house for 2 hours. I mean, how much money are you going to make, right? Like, come on. And he's like, well, you know, I just made under two. So I'm like, oh, $200? That's dope. I gave you coffee and cake, and you made $200 for having a good time? Yo, sign me up. And he goes, no, Meyer, I made about under $2,000. I was like, yo, is this legal? Like,
yeah, that's the question. That is the question.
You tell me you made $2,000 in under 2 hours.
I'm gonna tell you something. I come to ask you for something. I didn't ask you if it was legal. Search. Sign me up.
No,
I didn't ask you no questions.
Yeah, listen. I did hesitate. You heard my hesitation, but I was like, no, I got to be on the up and up. So I was like, what I got to do?
I respect that.
What I got to do? Because listen, coming from Burgundy, I'm not trying to go back. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. I love Bergs. Trust me. Mm-hmm. But there's certain things you gotta stay away from.
Right.
So now, you know, I'm like, yo, do I gotta go back to school? What school is this? McGill, Concordia? What do I gotta do? And he's like, nah, man, this is an online course that the government issues, and you get a license for understanding the knowledge, and then you take a stage-like program. And once you pass that stage-like program, you are able to go out and be of service to others. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what? Service to others? That's what I do. Mm-hmm. So I just flipped it, and I'm like, wait a minute. Instead of, you know, going down the alleys and pulling kids off of corners and this and that and going to rectify situations at homes, I'm like, well, the real problem is not the fact that the parents are trying to work and put food on the table. The real problem is the households are broken financially, which leave everybody subject to the word survive. Mm-hmm. But if you were equipped, you are no longer surviving. You're incrementally thriving.
Right.
So it becomes this thing where we have to, by default, learn about money.
Mm-hmm. So when someone comes to you and says, Myron, I want to move from surviving to thriving, what is it that you respond? What is it that you're providing them?
I said, we got to check your financial report card.
Mm-hmm. That's right? First step.
Yeah, first step. Because
and what does that mean? Let's talk about that. What's a financial report card?
Well, listen, I did tell you I'm a background's education, right? Mm-hmm. So I talk to people like we're back in school again. Mm-hmm. Because when you talk to someone like that, they're like, wait a minute, back to school means I'm learning, right? Yes, exactly. You want to be learning. So we say we need to take a financial report card of your situation, right? Are you showing up to class when it comes to paying your bills? Are you showing up? Are you defaulting on your stuff? Like, let's see what's up. Mm-hmm. Let's see what you got in your bank. Let's see what you got in your investments. So we take an analysis, an expert financial analysis, and we can do that in an hour. Or if someone's really hesitant and they just want to like break the ice, for example, we have something called a green sheet, which is like literally 8 questions that we just open up your visual so that you can see where you stand. And there's certain questions there that will provoke thought and allow you to do some things.
I need it. I'm sold. Listen, I'm just like, I just had to check myself just now. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is it. Please, I need, how do we, so tell us more about how do we gain this knowledge? How do we do this? What we got to do?
Well, mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I'm actually really excited about being here today because for the longest time, let me tell you, the longest time I've been trying to find a way to work with Pharoah.
Yeah.
For the longest time, and honestly, I don't know, it's probably been over 10 years now. Easy. That we've been trying to find a way. Easy. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And I believe the most sense right now, due to the fact of what the OFC is and what the OFC is doing, it's like it's its own entity, but there's a mission or something that was missing, which is the educational aspect within the financial world. So it doesn't matter if you're doing health and wellness. It doesn't matter if you're doing entrepreneurs, anything. Whatever you're doing in the OFC, it still comes down to, hey, how much do I know about my time and money? Mm. Right? It's not money is your commodity. It's the time.
And if you guys are now joining us, this is Parley with the People. We have the one and only Myron Weeks, who's blessing us right now, educating the community on what it is, how finance works, and what it is to be educated about your finance.
Continue. Mm. Well, I mean, it was a great question, but I would believe the best thing you can do is contact your OFC members, as I guess the financial team, which I'm happy to be a part of now with my partner Tasso. I gotta give a shout out to my boy Tasso. Mm-hmm. And him and I are literally the people that are going to be helping you go through your financial report card, as well as I have to say, if anybody is interested in learning and then becoming a system of the change, then please, we're looking for help. We're looking to create a stage program for those who are interested. And you'll go through the stage program, graduate through our classes, get a license from the government, and then you will be someone who's actually helping the community.
So you mentioned license, and we got into so much good conversation and background story, but what is this license? What is this called? Yes. You are a?
I'm a financial associate.
There we go.
With with my company called Experia. That's the MGA. Mm-hmm. Experia is the MGA, kind of like a La Capital or an IA. So what we are is a company that is expanding throughout Canada. It's an actually Canadian-born company. Mm-hmm. And what I love about it, it gives everybody the same ownership. It allows people to own their business. So you're not working, for example, if I was working for IA, I would be I'd be an employee, if you will, of IA.
And for those who don't know, that's industrialized.
Industrialized. Oh, yeah. Great company. We actually provide their services. The difference is I would have to be vested to own my clients or to own my book of clients, my business. I'd have to be in there maybe 3 to 4 years before I actually own my book of business, which means if this was a brick and mortar and I wanted to sell it, it would take me 3 to 4 years before I could say this is mine. Whereas here, from day one, I own everything. Mm-hmm. So we're very blessed because we're not just here in Canada. We've actually expanded across the US. And the mission here, which is the same mission as the OFC, which is why I love it so much, is to become global. Mm-hmm. OFC needs to go global because it's a melanated community, which allows every entity to blend into everything. Mm-hmm. And to me, if you're going to do that, the first nuance is understanding how to keep the machine running.
Exactly.
Guess who the machine is? Mm-hmm. You. Mm-hmm. So if you got to keep that machine running, you're going to have to take inventory every month. Jeez. And you're going to have a report card to see if you're on track, mm-hmm. right? Because if you're off track, you know how the song goes, right? You got to pick it up. Mm-hmm. And we got to get back on track with things. And I think, you know, you spoke earlier about a recession, but I think it's about paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a recession. It's more like we're put in a position now to pay attention.
Right.
Right.
And move differently.
Because mm-hmm. if you don't pay attention, someone's going to be paying attention for you, yeah. and you're going to be paying them for that advice.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly it.
And that's what's happening.
And so, and I know that we're probably coming close to the time, but we talked about coming to you. You guys do a report card. Now, when that report card is showing D's and F's, right?
Mm-hmm. So you're failing grades.
We're less than pre-rich at this point. What is it that you do to help them raise that grade?
Oh man, so to me, D's and F's just means dollars and frequencies. We got to get more frequency in the dollar. Okay. That's all. You don't fail here. There's no failure. It's like only learning. Right? Mm-hmm. So if you can't take the minute to look at your financial report card to learn, that's when you fail. This is a free report card. Nobody's charging you for this. So if you decide to go forward and make the necessary steps of where we could guide you, and at that point you do the investments or the realignment of your finances to help you, great. Mm-hmm. If you just take the report card so you could see for yourself where you're at, hey, that's okay. At least you know where you're at. And then you could say, hey, thank you so much for your free service. I appreciate it. And that's where it begins. You have to get the education first.
So there's something I wanted to just shed some light on, just to give some perspective. Because what we're talking finance, we're talking insurance, we're talking financial education. There are certain things within our melanated community we weren't privy to or allowed to do. The fact that now as a community we could invest in our insurance and at these and we could actually benefit from this insurance in the sense that by investing in your insurance, you and your family